They have serious discussions if you're failing any classes, if you're falling behind. You can,
Okay.
there's an option to retest,
Yeah.
or they'll just be like, yo, listen, you're gonna have to redo the
Start
program.
fresh,
Yeah,
yeah.
they're not playing around. All my other buddies that went before me were talking about strip clubs, drunken lunches. Yeah. And I'm like, this is terrible. I was promised hookers and debauchery.
There are none
No,
of these
yeah,
things.
it's a school.
Oh
Oh my
man,
goodness, Craig.
ain't that some bullshit?
Yeah, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hidden Six Podcast. I am him. He is I. It's your boy Zane here. I'm across from the best co-host a man can ask for, the author of Dolphins in Space, the
You.
man himself, Spaceball. Craig, say what up to the people,
What
Craig.
up, world? Dolphins in Space, TM, trademarked, do not copy. May have a script on the way comparable to the some of the movies we may discuss on here.
Right?
It's episode 76, locked in. Grab a drink, sit your ass down. Let's
Let's
get
go.
started. You, Dolphins in Space. I forgot about that.
Bro, in my head, I see these doodles. I don't know if it's like your scrapbook I see in my head, and
Yeah.
it just shows up
I love
somewhere.
that on the lunch fridge.
Yeah, there you go. Let's take a shot, Craig.
All right.
I know yours. My cup is wider than yours.
Yeah, what is the volume of this?
I know how to get that. You know the math on the volume.
Delicious.
Ooh, that one's different.
So
Now,
much has happened. As always,
yes, indeed.
so much has happened, y'all. We got some different topics to talk about, some all in the same sphere of.
Everything could kind of meld into each other, Craig.
Yeah, I think there's a good segue here. One or two just
Aren't
tucked
you?
away right now. So, first off, October has ended. It's officially Christmas to like everybody I see on social
Starting
media.
noise.
Where do you stand on this? Are you a November 1st Christmas guy? I think we've talked
I
about this before.
it usually hits me when I go to the stores.
Yeah.
If I run in a dollar store for something real quick,
And you start seeing all of
all the
it.
decorations.
No respect for the veterans, y'all.
I definitely don't do that. Now, I've heard rumors of like people arguing that they still have their stuff up from last year. Shout out to them.
Anyone who's got that 20, okay, so
And all year round,
if you've got the lights hung up all year round, I totally get it because everyone knows the struggles
you
of
can die.
hanging up some lights.
You can
So
die.
those could be equal holiday lights, just ambient lighting. But if you got the wreath with like the fucking cranberries on it
Now, don't judge my bell
all
on my
year
door.
round, fam,
Bell on my door acts as a bell on
there
my
you go.
door.
That's fair. That's fair. But there are certain things that do not qualify for year-round decorations.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are reaching right now if they started it. I think Halloween is stretching into November. Because now Halloween's ending on that like weird. If Halloween ends in the week, it's gonna get stretched
It
out.
kind of carries
If it
over.
end, if it's if it ends on a Saturday, then people get their shit off and stuff like that. But I know there are parties well going on into tonight.
Yeah.
There's probably still a couple Halloween
It's a
parties
belated
before.
Halloween thing.
So
Costumes still getting worn.
I made my daughter's costume for her. I
Nice.
was more annoyed than anything because I remember I told her, I'm like, yeah, babe, I got you.
Yeah.
But then when she shows up with all the material,
You're like,
and I'm
oof,
like,
this is
I
a
can't
lot.
stitch this right now, and I'm studying. So, but I rocked. I stitched it up. Well,
Came out
you know,
nice.
it came out great.
That's
She was
all
a
that matters, man.
anime character, so she enjoyed
That's
herself.
so dope.
Went trick-or-treating up into the affluent neighborhood,
Very
shout out to
nice.
King City, right?
Ooh.
So, it's where, listen, the real people know you don't stay in the hood to go trick-or-treating. We don't do that anymore.
No.
You got to start going to the nicest spot.
You got to scope out
Yeah.
spots to trick or treat. If you have access to like get from one area to the other, you got to scope out a nice spot because there's a big difference in what you're lucking out with. When you walk out with that bag full of candy, you got those houses that are handing out full chocolate
It's
bars.
not the mini, it's not the snack
Yeah,
pack.
you got like the whole
Ooh.
ass Snickers in the
It's
bag,
the big bar you could crack
right?
the you know about the Butterfinger, that's like the 9-incher
Bro,
Butterfinger.
like some people go
Ooh.
all out for Halloween, man, and that's what it's all about. It was a little underwhelming on my side. For some reason, I expected more trick-or-treaters to come, and I'm a little thrown off.
Craig's outside his door.
So it had been about, like, 20 years since I was in a position to, like, hand out candy. And I'm like, okay, what time does this start? And it consensus was like...
5:30-ish to, like...
7?
Start time.
Okay.
And the stragglers... The whippersnappers, they come in after, like, when all the younger kids first.
Yes.
Then the older ones, then the ones are like, you're way too big to be. Right. So usually we give it up, let's say 6 o'clock start time.
Okay. So I had, like 5:30 was the start time for us and maybe 20 people.
That's okay.
20 or 30 people.
Yeah, you wanted more than that.
Yeah. That's light work to me.
Bro. Oh, okay. So you're one of those. Wait, were you dressed up being so enthused?
Nah, I just had on like a Michael Myers shirt. I had like a Halloween themed shirt.
Wife, you dressed up?
No.
Oh, you guys see?
That's we just had themed clothing, but no costumes, no craziness. I just had a speaker by the door, not outside. And then I was just playing like a Halloween playlist. So I
Craig had Monster Mash on repeat.
I did have Monster Mash hard, yo. The song of the day was, what is it? Oh, man. Something about take them to the Ritz. Ooh. Putting on the Ritz. That's what it's called. Oh, it's not a Halloween song per se, but it's a super.
It was a vibe.
Oh, you could Charleston hard to that shit. Yeah. But it was underwhelming, man. So we basically had like this huge spread out from 5:30 to about 7:30, like you had mentioned.
Yeah.
And there were just these droves of people and then nothing. And droves of people and then nothing. Yeah. And all the costumes, man, I got to say. Those of you out here, if you do participate in trick-or-treating, you got to put a little more effort in, all right?
A bit of area, man. In the beaches, I saw them kids do Trump in the McDonald's suit. There are a lot of Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, that's sick. It's some of the areas you got to go to. I've seen a lot of people did Beetlejuice. I saw someone that there was a movie called Inside Out.
Okay.
Where it's like each personality is a character.
Okay.
That did like the sad one, and she did a really, really good job.
And you pulled off the reference, eh?
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. People got to get the reference, right?
Don't be like the celebrities where they're posting like an iconic photo from like 1920s.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, yo, don't just relax.
Just like, why do you have to recreate that?
Yeah, right.
But overall, yeah, I think it could have been a little better. But there's it's very sparse in our neighborhood, meaning that you could walk each direction and there are... like blocks and blocks and blocks.
Yeah.
So there may have been other spots that were scoped out and were more desirable.
He's not on the list.
Because we took a walk after.
Yeah.
And we went and see all like the houses that did it up big. And one house got like fucking 20 inflatables and the whole bit.
Those ones you could spot down the lane.
So I'm like, okay, I can see why you go there first, right? I could see like them being the full chocolate bars, but.
Step your shit up, Craig.
Maybe it was on us. Next year, I could do better.
The problem. I went to your house and you had what? Santa Claus?
Where?
Was that Santa?
In
the lawn?
It was a gnome. A zombie gnome.
Cool. I'm like, typical Craig will get a skeleton Santa Claus. He's like, it's a gnome.
It was a zombie gnome.
Your house is too cutesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too inviting, but not for a trick-or-treater.
Not like, eh.
Next year. I know better.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel left out. I did not get a needle in any of the chocolate bars I had.
You didn't get one?
Not one needle, not one razor.
Man.
I'm so mad.
I
bought an industrial-sized magnet so that I could find candy. It's all these videos of, check your candy. Mm. My kid found it. I'm just like, that is scary because now if you get candy, can't you just ask your kid, can you go tell the cops all the houses you went to?
Oh, yeah. You should be able just to track it back.
Like, yo.
Somewhere is handing out because if you're that house, I got to play.
Are you doing one needle?
Exactly.
You're not doing one needle.
You're doing all needles.
Exactly. Just needles for everybody.
Taking all the candy. That's fucked up that people still do that, bro.
Crime.
So that was actually something I'd kept in the back of my mind is when I thought about prepping and I said, okay, well, how much
needles do you put in your chocolate?
How many is too many?
My hands are bleeding.
So like, how much candy should I buy, right? And I thought to myself, I said, you know what? A lot of what I'm handing out is probably going to get discarded or probably kept by the adults. Because if I'm...
You're handing out good shit, right?
Oh yeah, we did. Okay, we did. Okay. But at the same time, I'm thinking like, well, for safety's sake, they probably have their own little stash where them and the kids are going to go trick-or-treating. They're going to count their candies, but they probably got their own.
You're thinking ahead, man.
Yeah, they get guard. Yeah. All right.
You're thinking about what they're doing in their house with the candy.
Right, right.
Your goal is not to poison or kill anybody.
Oh, facts.
Right?
Facts.
What was your cutest? Any cute, any really nice little ones?
Yeah, it was a little one dressed as a baby shark. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Baby shark was one. And then one kid dressed up as a knight, but they actually went pretty all out with it. It was a pretty sick costume. Not the chainmail per se, but the problem being is that there were so many... underwhelming costumes that those took the top real quick. You know what I mean?
Overnight?
Yeah.
I get it, bro.
The best part of it was some dude was driving up and down our street and he was hanging on to his boy's SUV. He was on the roof in a Batman costume.
Yeah.
And he just did laps and went, I'm Batman. I'm flying. And he would just do laps. And I was like, yo, he's the fucking true hero of the night, man.
I'm tempted to do one. I'm really tempted. If I don't, I might do a Jim Carrey next year.
Which, like the mask?
Yeah.
That would be pretty sick.
Full suit, everything.
And it's a reason to get a sick pinstripe suit, bro.
I can get away with that.
You get some drip?
You should be able to sell that suit. I like. Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking, because I always liked Jim Carrey was
okay.
So it's on the list. It's easy for me to do.
Yeah.
I don't have to go too crazy. Just got to get it all early enough. Yeah, Halloween, on that aspect, it was more of the movies. I got into a lot of scary movies this year, which
is what I
like
to hear.
Some reason I was like, scary movies are annoying. But man, I got some Chucky. I sent you the picture. I sent it out my boys of all the movies that I got. Was it Catnado? No, Craig. Let me tell you about this Emmy Award winning movie. So I'm flipping through, me and my lady flipping through the movies, right? And we're like, yo,
I'm not.
I saw Chucky. I saw Child's Play.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not ready yet. That's my go-to.
That's the build-up.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I saw Scream.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like,
Scream is a little more vanilla in my opinion. That's a good one.
So I'm like, okay, Scream and Chuck. I'm like, we're chilling. We're not going. We got all weekend. I see Catnado. I'm like, Catnado.
Yeah, what?
Sharknado, Coke Bear.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I'm rolling.
I get where this is going.
Press play. I'm like, all right. What's going on here? All of a sudden, wind whips up. And you know, as soon as you see the quality of the video.
Yeah, like a shot from like someone's fucking galaxy.
I wish.
Shot like, from an iPhone
like
6.
They drew the images on while and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, this is a terrible movie.
All right. Did you stick around?
I'm like, you know what? Let me see.
All right.
I full confession, my girl's superpower is suspension of disbelief.
Okay.
She can watch anything and get into it. It blows my mind.
She's looking at the plot. She's thinking about.
I'm like, babe, gotta get you tested. But hey, I looked at it as a skill.
You could attract so many different types of people to that genre. It's just, if you're a cat lover, if you're like a horror movie, if you're like a doomsday prepper,
it's terrible.
You could try to wrangle in so many people. But come on,
okay,
you can't throw enough sprinkles on that one.
Man,
you know,
it's still a turn.
Yeah,
bro. It's still a turn. You know when? So I started laughing.
Hope the cast ain't listening right
now. I started laughing when I saw the tornado, and you heard the. You can't. That's not scary. All you hear is the cat track.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they're like, okay. Then a cat came out of a tornado. Slash homeboy across the throat. Now these cats have impeccable accuracy.
No shit.
People are being stuck in 300
This thing's getting hurled, yeah, like 300 like kilometers an hour. And he's just laser. Like on your jugular like that.
Bro, you know what the finishing move was? Flew in the dude's mouth.
No.
And went in his stomach.
All the way through.
Ate his stomach out.
Damn.
And jumped on his girl and ate her face out. Then when
you've
seen, and I'm dying here.
Because they had to rope you in quick.
They had to rope.
The writers got to rope
you in. That's
how
the movie's going. Like, let's show you why these guys, why he's him.
Right.
Or feline, they, them, whatever. So what happens? Then I'm like, oh shit, these cats are like really killing. I'm like, okay. Then I saw Birkenstocks and track pads. And a sweat.
Wait, what?
An old lady walked up and picked a cat up off the ground and was like, there, my baby.
Oh, they had the crazy cat lady too?
The crazy cat lady is in jail. What?
That's good writing right there.
I died.
That's good writing right there. They're tying it all together.
I melted in my liver.
At least they have the antagonist.
Like, gonna go watch it now.
They have the antagonist. All right. They have the problem. They have the solution. So how do they fight this cat NATO off? Is it just got to wreak havoc and dip? Or like, is this like a lay in the bathtub in the fetal position and hope that everything's all right? Or is this like a, yo, if there's catnip the size of fucking Oklahoma, we could get rid of these cats.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but my mental capacity could not go beyond.
You didn't make it, hey?
When I saw Karen pick the cat up.
Yeah.
And did this to the tornado.
That's a neck.
Let's go. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, let's go watch Scream.
She's hitting the little dish. She's hitting the fancy feast. Hitting
the fancy feast. Walks the tornado. See, feast of the tornado is crazy.
Damn. Oh my.
I might just to test my resilience. No way. I don't know, bro. It's scary.
It sounds to me like a government controlled device right there. That sounds to me like warfare right there.
Yeah, it means that they're telling the hurricane where to go.
That's it.
Oh my god.
Sounds to me like there's something up there in the atmosphere, electronic charges and all that.
I'm telling you, Craig.
Damn, son.
I went into Scream. I forgot how gory Scream was.
It is.
I completely forgot how gory. You know why I didn't take Scream seriously even when I was younger? It was the mask.
Yeah, because it became so popular and scary movie.
Yeah, it just took all the sting out of it.
Right.
Like Scream 3 and Scream 4, they weren't as popular as the scary movie, the parody franchises.
Right. They almost revived and boosted the real Scream franchise. Now, what's her name? Who's the main actress in that again? I forget her name.
Crap.
The lady from Friends. You know who I'm talking about.
No, there's all of them.
No, but like the first one is, man.
Renee Zellweger?
No.
I'm just shooting shit out.
I know, right?
Wasn't that chick from, she was the blonde, she's blonde in the opening scene from Charlie's Angels. Friends, right?
One from Friends. Courtney that's the Cox. One. Thank you. That's the one I'm thinking of. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Reporter with Dewey.
Man, they better do the screams real quick because she's falling apart. She's falling apart.
She's
not health wise. She's fine, everybody. But if you look at her lately, she did not look like the Scream Courtney Cox that you remember. Yeah. She had let herself go. It's a damn shame. Scream is a good one. I like, if I had to pick my favorite, I probably got to take the Halloween series. That's if I have to pick like
Jason,
like Michael Myers, the actual Halloweens. Those are the ones that get me the most.
I get those mixed up.
Yeah. So those ones for me are the most.
Michael Myers over Jason?
Yeah. I take him over Jason. I think Jason was just before my time. So I think Jason's a little old for me. Yeah,
Crystal Lake.
Yeah. Whereas Halloween kept its relevancy up until like the 2000s and kept it rolling
Have you watched Jason?
Yeah. But I don't get.
The camp vibe didn't get you.
Nah, it didn't hit the same.
Ooh,
it didn't.
It's like, oh, I'm going to stick you two together forever.
Like, it was good. Don't get me wrong. For the time that it was, you have to put yourself in that seat where you're like in the theaters in like the 80s or 90s.
Okay.
And catching those movies coming out. But I felt like Halloween was something that kind of started a bit later and carried on a bit further before it got out of hand.
Yeah.
Where Jason, by the time I'm, you know, teenage, adult, etc., is now where like Jason's in space and Freddy versus Jason and a lot of the like kind of outlandish.
Freddy was the first meme guy because he would kill you in your dreams.
Right.
So you'll wake up in your dream as a pizza and you're the pepperoni.
He's
just like talking shit.
That's pretty epic still.
Freddy was the ultimate troll.
I feel like it's a good debate. It's healthy because there's no right answer to that. So even with you seeing Chucky, right?
No, there's a right answer to that.
Which one?
Jason will fold Michael Myers any day.
Man, you can run both equal size.
No, Jason is like witchcraft, bro.
Yeah, but so is Michael Myers. Myers got his head cut off and kicked back, bro. He
did.
They both have been through to kill him and he's back again.
You sure?
Yeah.
What movie did chop his head off?
It was Halloween H2O.
The fans gotta tell us.
Think she chopped his head off with a fire axe, and then it wasn't until Halloween.
Just laid there and let her do it.
I forget how they got him to that point. He was like in an overturned ambulance or
the first
something.
One that stopped Jason.
Ow.
Fire.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
On the lake.
See, the thing is too, like Jason's story is better because he drowned, so it's like
psychological.
Yeah,
mama issues.
Yeah, his is a little bit better for that. But
Jason was scary, bro.
He is.
Jason was the ultimate. Like, he ain't dead yet.
But I can't get into it the same way as I can get into like even Freddy. Same way, I can't get into them the same.
It's the era. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the cinema is a little bit different.
What's up with scary movies now? It's all like possession and demons and shit.
Mostly. So if you go over the currents, like plus 2000s, you've got like The Conjuring, Nun, What else you got? Insidious was one of my favorite ones. Yo, that's a great series too.
Let's talk about the two most famous horror movies franchise of all time.
All right.
The Ring.
Yes.
Blair Witch Project.
I personally have a fucking vendetta with Blair Witch.
Everybody, that's that, and that's why it's critically acclaimed.
Blair Witch bugs me.
Because it's such a movie, either you like it or you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that? Blair Witch bugs me.
And I like that. Yeah. It's like, because you want a role, you want to like it.
I do, and I'm into it. Like,
do it. Is there any more camcorder movies? Like, we could do it another one of those where it's like, hey, these kids went on an island. They fucked around. They got killed by cannibals.
Paranormal Activity done it, and that was just atrocious. That's not the same, bro. No. That was atrocious. So for me, out of the newer ones that have come out, I like the Terrifier series. I watched the last one. The third one is the most. Yeah, no, it's Art the Clown. It's a clown that's basically just like wreaking pure havoc. So they're super over top, meaning it's like a Rob Zombie style film where it's like gore is the main thing. Like he's thinking, and it's not Rob Zombie, by the way, but they're thinking, what's the craziest scenario I can come up with where this clown is just butchering me? You know what
I
mean?
In the 90s, there was a franchise, I think it was called Attack of the Killer Clowns.
Yes, that was a thing too. Yeah.
Where I can't remember if the clowns were like an alien species or not. And like, get what I'm going out with is where there's societies are clowns. I can't remember, but it used to scare the shit because they were never like, they just dressed colorful, but their faces were like fangs and they were gnarly.
From like the 70s to the 90s, it was so good because anything was possible. Like Cujo, there was a car that killed people and then people were freaking the fuck out. People,
that black SS Nova.
Right.
That, Craig, you remember that movie?
Yeah. So I'm telling you, they're out there, but it's so hard to put yourself in that fucking seat.
Legit. That car was a menace.
If I could go back in time.
You're on the road and he shows up behind you like, yo, just pull out.
If I could be like a 12-year-old me watching that for the first time.
In the crates with that.
Yeah.
Dive.
Man, Halloween is always to be celebrated at the end of the day. It is. The cool thing about it, a lot of people don't know. I'll just share this little gem. You can look it up. It's essentially, in a nutshell, Halloween was actually a celebration to ward off evil spirits, which I find pretty cool because it's basically like the energy that's given out on that night is supposed to ward off any evil spirits. So it's very like counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But it serves a purpose at the end of the day, right?
I get it. You're warding off evil spirits, but the kids are dressing up by evil spirits.
Right.
Your house, you're giving them candy so they can go away.
You're not bigging up all the shit that you're praying. Like, yeah, you're like
allow it.
I'm Scream, so therefore you can't come for me.
Actually, the island culture is big. I think we've talked about the ghosts from the island culture before.
Yours sounds fucking terrifying, bro. Your stories are like...
The lady in the dress.
No, because it's like...
legs that would like swoon men.
Yo, you and me could be having the conversation right now. I'd be like, yo, you're full of shit. You'd be like, it's down the block. Go check it out.
Yeah, no, because...
we'll see.
every person in the islands know when you leave your buddy's house, there is a moment where you're walking home alone.
Yeah, that's sketch, bro. That's
and
sketch.
That's where shit happens. When you're like the Lactus, the guy that's like 50 feet tall that sits under like light posts, so you can't tell if it's a light post with like
a
dude with a hat.
Bro.
Because it's all like
I'm track starring home.
Perception. You have palm trees and stuff like blowing in shadows.
Yeah.
So it looks like a thing.
Those get me, bro. Those get me. Yo, those get me.
A couple of times, I think, if you guys haven't noticed, I'm sick right now. I'm just fighting, giving over a flu. And I think there's a couple of times when I looked at my door, I was like, babe?
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I try not to freak myself out. The right now, our Halloween is in November.
Really?
And we call it, and we do, our Halloween is more of like reverence. It's more of lighting up graves.
Okay.
We call it lighting up graves. So what you'll do is, you'll go to grandma's graveside and you clean it up.
Oh, really?
You'll get fresh flowers.
Oh, it's almost the complete opposite.
Yeah, you'll get fresh flowers.
It's not even like a celebration as much as it's just a respect thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
so you'll go
and take this moment to...
We're all going down. And in the islands, a lot of vegetation grows over the gravesites a lot.
No doubt.
So you'll go and you'll clean the tombstone off. You probably put fresh paint on it. You'll put some candles around it.
Nice.
New book. You just dress it up real nice.
And this is outside of just a regular visit, like birthday time when you're thinking about a loved one.
Some people who are really close to those ones.
Oh, that's dope.
Or like if you pass the person passed away a year before, you just go just to show respect.
Yeah. Oh, it is a respect thing.
Yeah. So you might as well go with a 1-2
1-2 bottle
and be like, yo, you know, my grandpa, you know, my auntie. You know what I mean?
The morbid side of me, you know, we all think about times where you know, everyone's got a time. That's the one thing we're not promised. And I think about those moments with, you know, whether it's close friends or family, and it just how, like, I can't picture, like, yo, me going to, I don't want to put the energy out there, but let's just say a close friend's grave, and you're just like, you know what? Today was a really fucking shitty day. You know what I mean? Like,
but some people do that. It's funny you said that, because one of my buddies I used to work with, he used to work in a graveyard as the guys that kept the lawn clean.
Yeah, the carrots. Okay, okay.
And, yeah, so he'd just be like, bro, all you'll see is half bottles of liquor.
Yeah. Tons I'd be doing that 100%.
A lot of husbands that come through after losing their wives and shit, and they just go and just like
talk some shit, whatever, right? Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I personally, one, I would like to say, shout out to Kevin Logan, is a good friend of mine, he's an OG. He mentored me a lot, and he had some complications of the heart recently. So I just want to say, Kevin, you're in our thoughts and our prayers. And shout out to Denny too. He's also on the clock. It's different when you know how much time you have.
Yeah. That's right? A big one. You can reflect way differently when you know what's coming.
It's scary when you don't have time. That's, I have to say this. It's when you're the person out, you know, when you see someone and you're like, you're not okay.
Yeah.
And then you hear a couple months later
that they weren't.
They're literally not okay. There's no recourse now. It's just, how much time I got, Doc? Those moments, you know, you always take stock, because you always wonder, it's like, yo, was I talking shit when I said, yo, Danny looking rough these days? Like, mm-hmm. How do I approach that? Do I tell him, like, bro?
It's all on the person. See a doctor. It's all on the person. So some people don't want to talk about it. They want to live out their time, right? Some people want to be everybody embracing them and. But I think that what nobody wants is nobody wants to be treated like they are in that moment.
Was it empathy?
Kind of. So
pity.
Well, it's like, if I don't tell you, you know what I mean? Me and you just have a regular time.
You're dying, you don't tell me, I'm swinging on.
Oh, I've reverse haunt. I heard someone said reverse haunting you. I love that.
Like, you're what?
I love that. I forget what they said, but I'm going to reverse haunt you. It's so fucking funny, man. So good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, for me, like, Halloween is one of my favorite festivities. I just think that it's a creative time of year. It's time to get excited. You know, you can get free treats. It's an excuse to fucking, you know, your dentist's going to love you after that. I just think there's a lot of cool things that are surrounded by this holiday that is not necessarily like no one asks, like, why are we celebrating Halloween? Like, it's just a tradition that's ongoing, you know, that doesn't have a huge focus on the background of why we're doing it. Yeah. It's just, we're doing it, bro. People are handing out candy. Don't ask questions.
Video show up of like, it was like, oh, why did trick or treat come from? And my mind was like, if this is going to be dark and it's about pagan rituals, I'm skipping. Yeah, I don't like, it's like,
can we not have it circle back to paganism for just one?
Yeah, for one second. For yeah, one. It's like, actually, I'm going to bring this up. Yo, we have a jam-packed show today. I love it. I've been seeing a lot of videos of people talking about, well, I don't let my kids do sleepovers.
Okay.
Right? So I thought about it, and I just had a sleepover for my kid.
Yeah.
Her friends, right? And the thought came to me as the parent, as like, damn, y'all be thinking I'm a pedo out here?
I can't just hope.
That's all the arguments. I
can't just be
all the arguments
where my kid lives.
Yeah. It's never about shooting, natural disasters, or it's just usually the kids getting, you know what I mean, essayed or something like that, right? And you hear, this is why I never let my daughter kids do sleepover. Mm. And I see a lot of people like, I think to myself, I'm like, Craig, have you had sleepover when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course.
How was that experience for you?
Great. You get to chill with your boys. You get to fucking play video games all night or talk shit.
You get to see how cool the parents are.
Yeah.
You get away. And me, as the dad, I'm always trying to outdo my other dad.
You got to be the cool dad. My
daughter's best friend heard that. He think he's slick. But, you know, I got popcorns and stuff for the girls.
Nice.
Snacks.
Nice.
Girls, stuff, snacks ready. 2 minutes later. Oh, we got to go across the street. Why? My dad ordered pizza for us. And I'm like, God. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Just looking out the balcony. Yeah. There, just fucking saluting.
I'm sitting there. My chick's eating the pizza too. And I'm like, you're supposed to be on my side.
You sell out.
Yeah, I was so bad. But it's, even when we plan a sleepover, there's a lot of planning goes into it. Like my wife will call all the moms, give all the numbers,
yeah,
assure them. Even I would volunteer. I think the first time when they're sleep, because we spoke about a sleepover for her birthday.
Okay.
So I figured, okay, it's going to be a jam-packed house. I, off the bat, volunteered to remove myself from the house.
Okay.
I'll come help my wife with just whatever set up and make sure everybody's good, and I'm out of here. Because it's a house full of women.
It's a girl time thing.
Yeah. I don't want to be in.
That's fair.
Let's have at it. Rock out. So that narrative that I've seen a lot of, like, not having kids sleep over. And some of the comments are more like, it's either like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Some of the comments would be like, you guys, this is kind of wild. Like, have we lost all trust and faith in humanity?
My concern is, like, it sounds to me, and again, I might be putting a bad light on this, but if I was to talk for the majority of this situation, it sounds like the parents aren't doing their research. Like, who are you allowing to sleep over at your friend's house? Like,
yeah.
Do you not get to know the parents?
Have you not went to the school and have a walk with them?
Even just a hi and bye, even just a quick gauge. Yeah, that to me seems a little bit off, right? But like,
I'll parry that with, and then sometimes the psychotic ones are the ones that are good at that.
That's true. There could be some people that sweep under the rug.
Get me.
That's true.
But you never know.
Of course you never know. Of course.
That's scary, but then I could chalk that up to anything.
Yeah.
I never know if the white van would show up and sweep my kid off, which is probably more probable than the other situation.
Yeah, in some situation. Yeah.
Kids
getting
scooped off the street
going
to school one day. So I want to see videos of, like, I never let my kid leave the house.
And see how that turns out.
That's real.
Put him in a bubble. Put him in a bubble. Because watch teen pregnancy spike.
She was a doctor. It was a doctor that was saying that, hey, I'm a, like, some doctor with child psychology and all that. And I'm like, she don't do sleepovers. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I get it. We all parent different. Craig, you're going to parent different too?
Yeah. You can never be right and never be wrong in that situation. If you never do it, you're kind of just taking yourself out of the equation. So you could say statistically, at the end of the day, you were right. But
I would be more worried.
You never played both sides.
Went to elementary school.
Never having a sleepover.
I never had an invite.
I'd be like, yo.
You all right?
You getting bullied?
No, are you bullying people?
You're right.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Right.
Are you,
yeah.
Should we be worried? This is how it starts, right?
Yeah.
Because did I screw up as a parent?
Yeah.
Did I not seem? But I did great because the kids always want to come and eat my shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dad, we loved your wings.
Yeah.
I've
got lifelong friends that have all stemmed from, like, we lived in the same block. So with my dad specifically, we lived in it was a set of three buildings that were very close to each other. It was like a court, I guess you could call it. And everyone link up, play street hockey, snowball fights, whatever have you, tag, manhunt through the neighborhood, the whole bit, right? All of those. But it was just like the trifecta. Like, if you were from those buildings, everybody kind of got together. You know what I mean?
And the kids would always kind of know too. The kids these days are not stupid.
Right. And like my boy's mom was like the babysitter. Like she would have you guys from days where your parents are at work or whatever have you, she'd be the babysitter and you reciprocate, you know, you invite them over for dinner, you have a sleepover, whatever.
I always find it important. I find food very important.
Mm.
When kids start eating dinner at other houses, it's a big demographic. Even as a girl dad, hearing adult females speak about why the girls become best friends is because the dad was like, you're my daughter now.
Yeah, you're in the fam.
Yeah, I'm going to call you on your shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be annoying. I'm going to be your dad. And you see where they become sisters.
Right.
You're like, nah, he would rather look out for me or anything like that. So,
fuck.
And I always feel proud when I see my daughter walking out with her friend. I could pick them up, but I don't. I said, you guys rock out. You guys walk home.
And I'm here if you need me.
Yeah, I'll see her. She'll call me. Dad, was that you? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm just walking so-and-so home.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you guys do your thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. You gotta.
The only time for me, like, as I grew up, the only time that a sleepover was off limits is if the parent threatened to call the cops. That was it. Where it was like, basically borderline running away was like, all right, you gotta go home now.
You know, they're the kids that you're like, nah. I'm sure you had the friend your mom was like, I don't like him.
Oh, of course. But we had a huge sample size. So for us, man, like, I've had people live with me throughout my course of my lifetime, right? Our house was always a very big open house.
With that couch, eh?
Yeah. So we've had that from the troubled youth to the need a spot to crash to the just, bro, so-and-so, like, no problems at home, but yo, he's been here for like 2 weeks, bro. Is he gonna keep eating out of my fridge?
It happened
like,
to my house too. With my boy, he stayed at my house during Christmas time,
and then just never left.
And it was it was weird. Shout out to Pookie Hansen. You just showed up, and not like no one would ever be like, "Bro, go home."
He's like, "Hey, where's my stock?"
And, you know, so everybody's going to bed.
Yeah,
he's like in the couch, and then he crashes. Then you just give him a pillow and a blanket. Then it just, I remember my mom was asking,
it's snowballs.
What's going on with Hansen?
It's snowballs, right?
I was like, I don't know, but I guess it could probably maybe just some time he needed away from home.
Yeah.
And he just happened to got it out of us without telling us anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But
me being an only child, it was a big part of my, like me growing up, like we'd always be fucking rocking out, playing some mini sticks, fucking play some video games. Like, yeah, mini sticks were the shit back then, bro. Playing some N64, whatever.
So many sticks.
Now, my mom let us get away with a lot of shit, so it came down to the everything from the mischievousness on top of that, sneaking out. Like, there'd be days where she'd be freaking out on me because I'd be, it's like 7 a.m., I ain't home. Like, yeah, and she's like freaking the fuck out, right?
Your mom,
so we may have overdone it a little bit.
She realized you're a boy, and boys get a little bit more rough.
Yeah, we get a little more of a leeway, right? But
being an only child, she probably understood the aspect of you having male friends around more often.
Like, yeah,
was equivalent to a brother.
Yeah,
right. So yeah. I think your mom was just like, "Yo, rock out, bro." Mama Craig, I remember that. That got me in the feels when I saw your mom up there. I was like, oh, you guys dancing.
It's a beautiful moment. We just celebrated her birthday. Her birthday.
You guys stopped dancing at a point. You just started talking.
She's like, I don't know what I did, but my back really hurts.
Like, what?
And I'm just like, all right.
Yeah.
Just like, doing like the most stiff flow dance ever.
Typical mom moment.
Yeah, we just went out for her birthday a couple days ago. On Friday night, we went out. So it was good. It was good.
Happy
celebrate
birthday,
another
birthday,
trip
Mama
around
Craig.
The sun. All right, let's talk some sports.
All right,
are you down? You want to do some sports?
We're going to go into Craig's realm, you guys.
Let's do it.
Get
man.
Ready.
Let's do it. I thought about this all week.
Okay, Craig, we're going to start off with your boy Otani, like you said. Now, it might not be all on him.
Money well spent, boys.
But you did call this. I remember we talked about it. I was like, Craig, are you sure he's the golden child? And you're like, bro, he's, pun intended.
He's the one.
Don't look up golden child. Little Asian kid. That's the new deity. Okay. He was the one.
Yeah.
His team took it.
Dodgers took it in five.
They roughed up. I would like to think they roughed up the Yankees, which as a outsider of baseball, the Yankees are up there with the Lakers and Golden State.
Yeah, for franchises.
Here.
Yeah.
Franchises just like even like the Bulls, you're thinking about the Yankees are them.
They're above
if
that.
If Yankees win, you're like, duh.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
If they don't win, you're like, oh, it must have been a rough year.
Yeah. You know that they did something. They fucked up, basically. Yeah. Like this World Series had everything you could ask for, man. Like, whether you were a casual fan, just learning, just tuning in, or a longtime baseball fan, this had every, like, yo, it set the stage so perfectly from game one. There's certain things to baseball, right? So game one comes up, and it starts off as a straight pitcher's duel. They put the best of the best out there on the mound.
War of attrition, they call it.
And the guys, the best hitters in the game cannot figure these guys out. So they go half the game, five innings, scoreless. Just nobody's getting on the board.
First game. Yeah.
Nobody's getting on the board. And then it just had the perfect amount of sacrifice flies. Like, these are boring to casual watchers. So a casual watcher, you don't want to see a pitcher's duel because you're not really invested like that, you know what I mean?
But that sounds wild. That sounds better though.
It sounds good,
yeah, because then you look at it, you're like, just who has the sharp
but
arm?
You can't appreciate like the pitcher's locations or like how much homework they really do on, you know, this guy likes pitches inside, I'm a pitch outside,
lefty,
this guy
lefty,
this
then they brought in the lefty hitter,
you know what I mean? Like lefty those pitcher. Are the very little intricate lefty. Things that people wouldn't pick up on right away.
Yeah.
So then you've got like a sacrifice bunt, which nobody wants a sacrifice bunt in any game. It's not entertaining. But in this stage,
those always come in. Those are like
that's
clinch
cold-blooded.
Moves,
it's clutch. Yeah, that's exactly what like, it comes down. Exactly.
The scramble. The pinch, the bunt is the scramble.
That's it. That leads to the sacrifice fly. You know what I mean? So game one ends up close game. It's not a blowout. It's anybody's game up to that point. You know what I mean? So next thing you know, it is now the bottom of the ninth. The Dodgers are up. They're down one. and it's all up to Freddie Freeman. And this is a dude who's coming off of injury. He's got basically one leg to stand on. Whole Cinderella story. Freddie. And just with one swing at a bat, just fucking puts everything into it, sends that thing flying, and gets the first Grand Slam in World Series history.
Can you imagine for him, bro?
That feeling?
That when he's like, yo, I probably shouldn't even be on this team anymore.
Bro, they took it and ran with it. I'm telling you.
So, Freddie saved the world. Right?
So, well, before the World Series started, me and the wife, I said, who you got? She said, Yankees in four. I said, I might have to divorce you, but.
Finally, Craig speaks the truth.
I got Dodgers in five. All right, let's go. So by game three, I think it was, no, game three or four, they had put on before the game, they put on a little about me about Freddie Freeman. And by the time they had finished that segment, she's like, I want the Dodgers to win now. Yeah, she was transformed, bro.
Freddie.
She was converted.
She's like, how could I root against
this man? Yeah, she was converted hard, right? So Freddie not only goes with that walk-off grand slam, which was epic as fuck, he goes on to hit a bomb in each four of the games out of five, which is like unheard of. So everybody was worried about Ohtani.
Was
everybody
he the one that hit in the last game when they were all bases loaded? When
he got, I think, two RBIs in that too, man. Yeah, he was just, his name just kept ringing bells the whole way through.
I would retire.
Oh, fact, right? Yo,
fuck you guys.
I'm the goat.
I'm out.
He had put everything into that series, but beyond that, you had everything else. So you had the Dodgers go up 3-0, which was always kind of a bummer because, you know, statistically, anyone who's going up 3-0's probably got it in the bag. Yeah. What I didn't know was how the format was. I thought it was two games at home for the team that had the best record, two games away, and then what was it? 1-1-1.
Yeah, the best record has, they have the better choice.
The home field advantage.
Yeah.
But they switched it this year where it was two at home, then it was
three away and two at home.
Yeah, and the last two at home.
Well, I think they switched it where they want you to have your winning game
in your city. Because that's what I thought after game four. I thought, okay.
No, that's you telling people that you're assuming that they're going to win now.
Right. Facts, yeah, right?
Bullshit.
Facts.
It's like, yo, don't give them the play.
But I thought for sure that they were toying with them at that point. I thought by game four, when they took the L, I knew they were going to give them a pity fuck one way or the other. So I was like, all right, that is to be seen. They want to win at home. Bro, every day, the game, it was every day there was a game. I thought it was going to be like a 2-day rest or
that's
something.
That's what I was worried about.
They didn't give these guys no rest whatsoever.
When I was like, wait, they're playing again? I'm like, damn, this is crazy.
This was just last night. Like,
but I like that.
Yeah, it's probably good to get it out of the way, right?
You guys,
you're in the moment.
You guys get paid way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
They're in the moment. Yo, Gladiators, just go and fight it out, right? Now, LA ends up winning. You've got all these emotions, right? So, I mean, the Yankees, I want to say they fought hard. There was a lot of people would say otherwise.
The locker rooms, like, man's, like, before the games were ending,
yeah,
man's was preparing their media speech.
Mm.
That, to me, that sounds like overpaid.
That's not good.
That's what I heard. The temperature in the locker room for Yankees was pretty like, yo, tea time.
That's not good. If you've made it there.
Are we going to Greece?
Oh, fuck. If you're in the playoffs and you're out, that's fine. But if you're in the World Series and you're prepping your doomsday speech, like,
They had their homeboy, their Superman that they were hoping on.
Judge was their pretty boy. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
you didn't have it, bro.
Yeah, you're pretty. But you can tell when people, you've been pampered. I look at the Yankees and I don't see athletes.
What do you see?
I see a bunch of overpaid pretty men.
Yo, the Yankees have a dress code, just
they
so
pretty.
You know.
They
pretty dress code. There's a reason for that.
The Yankees. No, I just, but then the Dodgers were like, it was like the boys.
Yeah.
Dudes dancing in the game.
Every time they got a base hit, they would do that.
Because you like that camaraderie. You like that, like, yo, boys, let's go. We got this in the bag.
Now, I'll say this. You may not know, or maybe you do, and listeners, same way. The one thing that I liked about this series is that there were a few of those little, like, Freddie Freeman little shorts that they did.
Yeah.
And you actually would be surprised how many of these kids were born and raised Yankees fans, were born and raised Dodgers fans. So, like, for the Yankees, same way. Some of these dudes.
I realize with baseball, more so than a lot of other sports, the kids really pay attention to what the parents like.
Yeah, yeah, for sure,
that
for sure.
The house becomes the house of.
But, like, as you get drafted, as you're playing, you don't have direct control over that.
Yeah.
So, for instance, like, Garrett Cole, who was the Yankees ace, who was, like, putting all of it out there, right? he was a diehard Yankees fan, and he didn't play for the Yankees his whole career.
It was a dream.
It was a dream for him, and he fucking and he gave his all, and they shit the bed so hard for him, man.
Where's his story, Craig?
They had like these little blurbs, but it's mainly
yo, the Yankee was like, yo, you got here, but we let you down.
It was just photos of him at Yankee Stadium back in the day with the fucking, what do you call that board again that you take to school? The Bristol board?
Bristol board.
Yeah, the Bristol board with the Yankee.
A player.
Yeah, like they had that whole thing, right? So even Anthony Volpe, who hit a grand slam for the Yankees in their win in game 5.
Yeah.
Diehard, born and raised New York.
It's a dream for him.
Yeah, it was a dream, right? Yeah. So I like that. It had everything you'd want to ask for. Even if you're a casual fan, it had everything that you'd want to see for one of those matchups. Like the two Goliaths go at it. They've got the star power. They've got all the fucking talks about who's who.
That boy, Otani, boy.
Otani.
He went down. He got injured. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm Craig. So I'm like, Craig, there goes all the money. He's garbage now, but then he came back.
Because, like, he popped his shoulder out, but it went back in, kind of. Like, it was not an injury. It was, like...
kind of dislocated my knee.
They used the shitty doctor's term, which was literally, like, it almost dislocated, but didn't. So it hurts, yes. I'm not taking that away from anybody.
But it hurts, but he was able to play?
Bro, you just got, like...
What kind of hurt is that?
Exactly. You just got a tendon removed from, like, another part of your body and put in your fucking elbow. Like, I'm pretty sure your shoulder kind of popping, but not... It's probably the least of your worries right now.
So he gets a big bonus, I'm sure.
Oh, man. They got the payday. They got the money's worth out of Otani. Every move they made as a manager and a GM. So, again... You know, there's a lot of people out here who are not just fans and want to be athletes. There are people who, you know, when you log into like an NBA 2K or an NHL 25 or a Madden, some people don't even want to play the game. They want to be the GM. They want to be the coach. Some people like that. You know what I mean? So, yo, this was a win, not only for the players, but all the way up upper management was a huge dub where you just spent almost $1 billion. You spent $750 million,
and it paid off.
Which is crazy to think. Yeah, eh?
I think sports is going to get crazy, out bro. Of.
Oh so, no! Thing. Baseball is just unhinged, yo. Baseball is unhinged.
That's always an argument. I think it was always the argument between Aziz and Justin.
What about football, like soccer, and like, baseball?
Yeah, the money's so much. It's just like, where do we?
I could pitch every 5 days.
Yeah,
and like, sit out with a blister.
And if I'm
and you give me $300 million,
if I have the richest backing, I can buy the best players.
100%.
And majority sent. So
100%.
Maybe we need to change some shit.
But it was a beautiful time leading up to it. I just want to cap it off. It was a beautiful series altogether. Both teams on their road to the World Series. Hard fought.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, hard fought. It was something that was good for baseball overall. I'm not always a big fan of the two biggest markets meeting in the finals.
Yeah, which always seems very
it's kind of what everyone wants, right? But yeah. I think for what it's worth, everything that they set the stage up perfectly. They knocked it out the park, no pun intended.
I fell for the Yankees pitcher, though.
Which one?
At the end.
That last guy?
Yeah. He was... And we were like,
Nestor Cortez?
When his buddy's
the closer? The guy with the stash? Yeah. The dirty stash?
Did he have a stash?
Was this the last game?
Yeah.
He was pitching
terribly.
Yeah.
And they came up to him and they talked to him and he went and he's like, oh, the commentator's like, oh, you probably told the coach, don't take me out. But
yeah.
Like, you didn't help the game, bro. You did not help the game.
Yo, the Dodgers, sorry, one more thing now. The Dodgers were trolling hard, bro. So it was game 4. I think, it was game 4. The starting pitcher for the Dodgers, it was his first career start.
Wow.
Who the fuck throws this guy out on his first game in the World Series on the way to winning?
That's what you get for bringing Fat Joe out.
Yeah.
And changing the odds around the
show. Oh, my God.
Like, Fat Joe cursed them all.
Ice Cube put in a good performance, too. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Now, who else did we...
Vince Carter.
Did we get our money's worth out of Vince?
Yes. But don't worry, we'll get into that in a second. So Vince Carter's number was retired, for those of you that don't know. Vince Carter.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Anything that buffs Raptors franchise stats, I'm for.
So Vince Carter is the fourth? Fuck, I just heard this on the radio. Vince is the fourth all-time scoring leader now. But anyways, he had a long career in the NBA. Let me start with that. Of that long career in the NBA, he spent a very good majority and put himself on the map along with the Raptors themselves. Not only did he put Vince Carter on the map, he put the Toronto Raptors on the map for being taken seriously.
That is very true.
Right? Now,
very true.
Zane and I talked about this pre-production, and we both convinced we're haters.
Oh, okay.
And I think many of you will agree with us, especially if you're in the city right now.
How many topics I've had, and Craig's always like, nah.
I'll play the other side, right?
Which is fine. No, it's good for the...
I'm with you.
It makes for a great conversation.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm just going to put this out there real quick. So any listeners out there, you know, feel free to jump in. Okay. So
if you are... by the raps.
If you are a New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets fan and you think Vince Carter should have his numbers retired, put your hand up. I'll wait. If you are a Atlanta Hawks fan and you think Vince Carter's numbers should be retired, put your hand up.
North Carolina.
Of course. That's different. That's different, though. That's college ball. You can't, that doesn't count. Because you got, they got Michael Jordan. But they got Michael Jordan.
Who else after that?
Vince. You can't. If you are a Dallas Mavericks fan and you think Vince should have his,
I forgot about
if you are a Phoenix Suns fan, he played for Phoenix, you put your head, you get where I'm going with this, right? If we had to pick Vince's home, it has to be Toronto.
Okay.
First off.
So you're saying him with crying.
Yeah.
Was like, bro, you knew this was going to happen. Relax.
It's us. It's not him.
Nice. No. It's us. What do you mean it's us?
We booed him out the city, bro.
Oh, yeah. We
booed him out the city, because not understanding the situation. He stopped dunking.
He stopped performing.
He stopped performing.
He stopped performing.
Because we dissed him.
How?
Because he went to his graduation.
I remember that made the news.
Came back for the heavy playoff game and missed the shot. And everybody put that on him.
Graduate.
Exactly. And he's like, yo, I'm a young black man.
Let me do my thing.
Let me do my thing. And we were like, nah.
Fuck out of here.
Screw face fashion. Graduate next year. It's screw face fashion, right?
It's capital of the world.
I think him having his jersey retired here is the right move. It is. And it is also the most Canadian thing ever.
The nicest thing.
Because for us to be mad at him and then say, yo, sorry, eh? Yo, retire your number, bro. Come back.
So you were Vince. You're taking that call?
Yeah.
You're taking that call?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now, the fact that you said that doesn't excuse what I think here. Yes, I've seen enough videos of him crying. That could just be a medical condition. Who knows? I've always got a very dick-like air from Vince Carter. I've always got I'm just doing this because I have to. I'm not doing this because listen, I'm 100% I'm fine with being wrong, not knowing someone because I don't know this man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a pretty good judge of character from watching someone for a couple
fair,
years.
Fair, more than fair.
After a while, I'm just like, it just always seems so arrogant. He's always seemed so, and yeah, you should feel this way about me. Or so even in his commentary of when I'm watching the games,
yeah,
he never gels in. His commentary of the actual sport, like the play on play is good.
Mm.
But in anything outside of that, it just seems like he's always trying to take, I don't know. He's Vince is always trying to be the bigger man in the room, I feel.
Fair.
Like always like everybody admonish me, worship me kind of thing. And and when I try to cut him some slack, I'm like, maybe I'm exaggerating. They got all the Filipino kids on TV saying, no, we love Vince. Okay, that's the best. I said it. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, Vince, 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 Vince.
Yeah.
Now, one black person in those videos, but everybody's a Vince, 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 Vince. My thing is, it's just that when I try to cut him some slack, then he told the whole stadium to be quiet.
Okay.
When Vince Carter said, be quiet.
Yeah.
In his 20-minute speech, maybe 15 minutes in, I'm like, that's the Vince I know.
That's that arrogant bullshit.
That's you right. And he laughed.
Oh, fuck.
Listen, guys, I am trained in reading people. I tell my girl that. She don't get it to this day. She never wins American. Babe, I love you. I know the tales of some of arrogant ass motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
He laughed because he just realized what he just did. I just showed myself.
Yeah, he just shushed everybody that.
Be quiet. What? What?
You got to ask yourself this. You got to ask yourself this, right? So this is where I'll slowly divert. I'm pulling the pin out of the train car that me and you share.
Oh, no. But Craig, I'm still on this side.
And,
Can I come over?
No. And I'm slowly going to walk into that other car that's getting away. Slowly.
Okay, go on.
All right, so you have a city and a franchise that was willing to shovel a man's driveway for life, give a man free food for life, and everything else, man. Like you literally, Kawhi could have walked to a Raptors game on the backs of every single Toronto fan. The 20,000-30,000 at Phillips Scotiabank Arena would have easily kneeled down and have him enter on you so he don't get his shoes wet. So his Balenci stay dry.
That doesn't hold weight because Toronto is the fine girl that gives it up.
No.
It's like, you're fine, but you're low-key a hoe.
So with that being said, if I'm Vince and I've been snubbed by the same community who now wants me back, you have this very posh, snobbish, nose up, up.
You say give it to them a little bit.
Fan base that kind of deserves it.
Okay, Craig's saying.
Kind of deserves it.
Craig's saying, this is what you get.
Yeah.
Man. And then let's do it. Okay.
Yeah. Craig, so his,
he's saying it's well deserved.
So his hatred deep down is not for the city. It is for that ownership and that management. He is only upset at one era of Raptors basketball.
Yeah,
not at,
he only bigged up like the NBA.
Not at the Raptors.
The big boys.
Exactly.
He never bigged up any
like
of the...
Him and Masai would be best friends. Let's not get it twisted. Masai wouldn't trade a Vince for Kawhi today.
I think we would have went further.
For sure.
If Masai was around Vince era. Because then he could have brought somebody in to take some pressure off
of bigger. It's so much bigger than that.
Oh, Tracy McGrady's beef.
I was just going to say that.
Cousins, right?
Yes. It's so much bigger. Exactly. When you factor in McGrady.
Yo, T-Mac was a beast, bro.
When you factor that in on top of it, you traded my... You let my cousin walk.
But then
we're from Carolina. We don't know what the fuck going on out here.
T-Mac didn't like the fact that Vince got a lot, way more, too much love.
Correct.
Vince got too much love.
And T-Mac took his talents and did his thing regardless, right? No.
Holy shit.
Zane, I'm telling you.
We forgot about T-Mac too.
More than any Vince moment in Raps history, I have only like two Vince moments in my mind, and they are not in a Raptors uniform. It is him in a Nets uniform doing a fucking inbound alley-oop off a timeout to fucking close the game on our asses. Like, we deserve a little bit of that back. We deserve a little bit of that back. He deserves his number retired 100%. All-time Raptors great. When we are 50 years from now doing episode 5,000, Vince will still be up there in the numbers, bro. There will not be many to surpass him. But what he has done culturally could not be replaced. He started the nightclub scene.
He started the line, Vinsanity.
There you go. He started the nightclub scene in Toronto. His dunk, his athleticism, his facts, right? So that cannot be taken away from that man. And for that, I salute to Vince Carter. As much of us want to hate, I salute to Vince Carter.
Guys, you guys saw that, right? Craig set me up. Craig said, we're going to kick Vince's back in. Then he pulled the cart. And I'm like John Marston, I'm going off the cliff now.
The only other jersey you could retire at this point is Lowry.
Now,
because you fucked DeRozan the same way.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is Lowry a reach?
Yes. Should he have his jersey retired? Is that kind of how... Was that a better way to word it?
Yes.
No, he should not.
Okay, because jerseys are...
Okay. But he's a champion.
The criteria for jerseys is getting retired.
We're Toronto, Zane. There is no criteria.
A pretty girl that gives it up.
There you go.
No self-value.
Full circle.
Because I don't know what the criteria is for having your jerseys in... In hockey, it's always like, you won 10 chips.
Right. You're missing 6 teeth.
You've done it. You have dementia now. You're drooling on the ice. Yes.
Yeah, you can have it.
Bro, hockey, you guys are fucking cold. These guys would cart these guys on the ice.
Right.
And the guys always die like a day later.
Like Blue Jays.
Die a day later.
Like Blue Jays. Okay, how about this? Let's set up some future Raptor criteria.
Okay.
You owe me 10 seasons.
Okay.
All right. So you owe me 10 seasons.
Finals?
You owe me a finals for sure. Like,
how much final runs?
You owe me a chip. You owe me a chip, bro.
It was Raptors.
You owe me a chip.
Yo, Craig, relax.
I'm telling you.
So Kawhi?
Not 10 years. You owe me 10 years.
That was a talk too, eh?
You owe me a chip.
That was a talk too.
I will still build a Kawhi statue.
And Larry statue?
No.
Why?
Just a Kawhi statue. Just because.
The moment was, you're trolling yourself?
Just because. Because you feel it, yo. Like, when Kawhi finally hit that shot that Vince missed, they recreated almost the exact
thing.
That's
terrible.
Kawhi,
because Vince shirts was too big.
Yeah, but you didn't see Kawhi out like that. Okay, fine, but okay, give me a Kawhi statue regardless. I may not have all the evidence to support this argument.
Don't forget about us.
He did.
He done forget.
He's not doing. We almost are like the jealous act. We're like, how you doing out there?
I saw the ad for the new Kawhi shoes.
The claws?
No.
Which ones?
It was a foot brace. When you break your
leg. Get the fuck out of here.
My girl, I'm like, get it?
Oh,
it's terrible. That's terrible.
Give me 10 years, give me one chip, give me a top five stat, regardless. Give me a top five scoring, top five assists, top five rebounds.
Yeah, you need stats.
Give me a top five by that 10-year tenure, right?
Because Vince padded Raptors franchise stats.
Siakam, if I'm not mistaken, has already passed Vince in points scored.
Are we giving DeRozan a jersey?
Fuck, man. DeRozan, I have such a friggin' soft spot for DeRozan, bro.
You told Drake that?
I saw that. Why is he so mad?
Why Drake saucy as fuck, eh?
Again, another American that we pissed off, and DeRozan's like, nah, fuck you guys for real this time. DeRozan, for sure. I wish that it didn't end that way, but we had to sell him to get the chip, and I have to accept that. Therefore, moot point.
So he should chill out?
Yeah, DeRozan doesn't deserve no accolades in Toronto.
Should Drake chill out?
Yes.
Drake said, yo, if that jersey up,
yeah. Bro, you're high-fiving him.
He said, yo, man, run up there and rip it on me.
Yeah, style. You're high-fiving him the whole time when he's here. Like, you're an ambassador, bro.
Look.
Come on, man. You can't be the Raptors ambassador and have Golden State running practice in your house. Come on now.
It's so wild.
Come on now. You got Durant and Curry, like, fucking padded on you. Yeah.
Well, you know, and, but then you just came hot off your Scarborough Town Center. Guys. Okay, Craig, are we going to tell the world?
Yeah, tell them. Okay.
You driving your car through the most ratchet mall in Canada is not a flex.
No.
I'm so sorry. Guys, I'm so sorry. When I saw that video.
It was cringe. It was cringe.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm looking at, I'm just thinking about everything that happened. And I'm like, looking at the video and I'm like, does Drake know how this looks? Give me an unbothered video. Give me you on a beach in Morocco somewhere just being like, yo, I'm chilling.
I just think that...
It just seems like the goon video with the OVO flags and the trucks. I'm like, yo, can I get some bitches in here?
There's like this difference between us and so many others and majority in the States where I think of like, if I think of a rapper...
Sorry, Craig. I promise I never cut you off and I've been doing great. So I'm happy with myself this episode. This is probably why we'll never make it to the top 10 podcast. We tell the truth.
We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we tell the truth. I'm looking at this video, Craig, and I'm just like, what is this?
So, like, my issue with that.
It's the lyrics.
Just mute?
I just,
you just watched it on mute? Oh, that's fucking cold.
I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Drake maxed out.
Drake?
You maxed out.
There's a difference between a flex and like when you run the city, and I'm using the air quotes there. When you run the city, there's a difference between the flex where it's like shitting on people and the flex where it's like being uplifted. And I feel like Toronto and Drake's like flexing on you, like Drake's a peon ting. You know what I mean? Like a peon ting.
Are we a prop?
No, but no, not that. It's like in the States, if you run New York, you know, as an example,
yeah,
like your status is
no one felt. Your no one ever ran New York.
Facts.
Let's be honest, because there's so many people saying at a time when New Yorkers were just like, all right, y'all chill out.
That's a debate we could go all day.
Yeah. Y'all chill out.
When you run New York, you're a legend. You're a status. You're an icon. And Drake is a status and an icon in Toronto, but he's very snobbish. He's very snobbish with the way that, like, you're the first to ever do it. You got to have this humble. Like, I want Drake to have, like, a J. Cole energy to Toronto. Does that make sense?
I want Drake to have a Kendrick energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
What Drake move should have been?
No.
He should have been on the, as far-fetched as it sounds.
Yeah.
For this, his next video should have been him on, like, bicycles.
Right, through the hood.
Just basketball court in the hood video.
Okay.
I'm at the local.
I fuck with it.
Just go straight, cut all this shit, go straight grassroots, and just chill.
I fuck with that.
Like, yo, Kendrick, whoop this man back to his roots. No. Oh, wait. Pun intended. I should be a rapper. Look, man.
Next.
It's you're getting the big hook and pulling me off the stage. No. Drewski, no.
It's a perfect segue. So Young Thug is free, y'all.
Yes.
And after how many years was he? Was this 3 years of him going back and forth?
I think they said five serves.
Holy fuck.
Court.
Time flies, bro.
Court times is like the hyperbolic time chamber in Dragon Ball Z.
Real.
Where it doesn't, doesn't add up in real life.
Yeah.
So you just got to take what they tell you. You know, because a year in human years could be like 2 months in court life.
I was not a young...
cat life in years.
I was not a Young Thug fan at all. It took someone much younger than me to kind of break it down on why I need to respect Young Thug, put some respect on his name.
Touch on like how far-fetched the case have gotten.
The man starts out his rap career by... He's wore a dress. All right, let's just put that out. That elephant's in the room.
That image never left my head.
Yeah. And it was very hard to catch on
from there. And that's why he got in.
It was very hard to catch on from there. As an older head, it was very hard to be like, I'm going to stamp Young Thug. Not that my stamp really matters.
He was pandering. Because I realized a lot of the kids, I don't care if you guys get mad, a lot of y'all are confused as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all are cooked.
Yes. So he represent that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He represented that.
So he has like a crazy career considering like, I didn't get it at first. And again, it took a lot for me to realize that his voice is almost like an instrument. Like his songs, lyrics.
What bothered me, and a lot of guys,
it's very hard for people to embrace that.
Rap has done these little mini niches.
Yeah.
You look at him. It's Young Thug, the Baby.
Okay.
What's his name? Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
Where they have that octave, that like voice, where your voice does that high pitch thing.
It's just a,
and it's just,
it's something weird about it.
It's the same thing with what's his name? Killy Pressa, where they have this like squeaky voice.
It's like mumble rap, but it's not like mumble rap.
It's just, it's like your toddler rapping.
Right. Toddler rap.
It's Todd rap.
So it took me a while to appreciate it or to respect what it was.
He does have some good lines.
Yes. So he goes to jail for basically just this shit show of a trial at this point, right? Like Young Thug's trial has been, it's meme worthy at this point, man. Like it's very clear that the Atlanta DA does not want him on the streets and they are doing whatever they can in their power to discredit this guy for like anything he's done that's outside of shooting shit up, organizing shooting shit up, and talking about organizing shooting shit up.
Yeah, everything's gang related.
So now he goes into this fucking like Looney Tunes trial with these characters of people that are just like fucking YSL Woody.
It's the best acronyms. In
his fucking lawyer, we talked about this before. His lawyer gets fucking, what's it called? Gets indicted almost on
the
like.
Lawyer?
Yeah.
He's fucking one of his boys.
Gang relations. Like just this Looney Tunes trial.
Sorry. Blowing the lawyer's back out.
That's pretty heavy.
Take that, Drake.
Yeah, that's pretty ill.
That's a flex.
That's pretty ill. And now all of a sudden, after like years of back and forth on this trial that so many public, the court of public opinion states they have not a leg to stand on, right?
Yeah.
Now, like he's been snitched on. He has basically been like directly put at the scene of many crimes. And all of a sudden we come to this big head where they say, you know what? All that's in the past. You're not big blood.
Yeah.
We gonna let you walk right now.
But they have a lot of stipulations. It's like,
yo, the 15-year probation, you know, that's a fuck. Oh, bro, he better put out albums and nothing else. Like, if you don't put out albums and go on tour and nothing in between time, you
Craig,
are fucked.
He can't ask for, if he gets a feature.
Yeah.
And a hood man's put it on a track.
He's done. He can't implicate himself in nothing.
I'm calling Usher.
Mm.
I'm calling Chris Brown.
Facts.
Maybe not Chris Brown.
I'm calling some of the guys.
Big slap. You gotta call the people that are not going to get. I'm calling Rihanna.
Yes.
I'm calling the people that I'm not going to get arrested for. Or anything affiliated with.
I feel like, though, at the same time, he can get away with a little bit now that he's
let go.
I feel like he could.
Craig, there's no feel like. We have to be certain.
Mm-mm.
There's no feel like.
I feel like you can still talk that shit.
No.
Yeah, because hip hop is just built like that.
Craig?
Yeah, I'm telling you, hip hop.
You sound like the court system right now. You sound like, you know what another scam? Compound interest. Okay? Look, there's parole is set up for you to fail.
Yes.
Parole is
if it's long term.
I'm saying, we know you're a piece of shit.
We're just going to get you, right?
Watch.
15 years it's of non-slippage crazy. Is like insane to anybody.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know any.
They're like, we'll let you live. I heard he said he's banned from some cities, but then, I don't know, then he's allowed to go work there. I don't know what that means.
Nah.
But hey, the best thing about going to jail is that your girl got to give it up six different ways when she gets out.
I can't believe that. The amount of gangsterism that he has to put behind him at this point, because it was one thing when you were active and nobody was investigating you or indicting you, right? You were doing all this shit. You were big blood. And now you've had multiple people snitch on you, yeah. Get out, continue their own career, make careers his based lawyer, off of your trial.
His lawyer.
Right? And now you are free and need to somehow let that shit go.
I will give my lawyer a mixtape.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Because there's certain parts where you're watching the court case and they're playing some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And he's super vibe. He's like, yo, that was sick, right?
Yeah, I said that shit.
The little fist bump with him and a lawyer when he's walking. I was just like, you understand when, sometimes you see when lawyers.
Yeah.
It's a difference between they're working for you and then they go to bat for you.
Right.
Right, there's difference. And Craig, it's weird because it's put me in a position where this guy might have been involved in some people not being around anymore.
Yeah, fact. I mean,
like
almost
all we
facts.
Got here.
Yeah, like
that's all we got here, right?
The evidence is pretty fucking right? compelling against him. Like, you shot up your favorite rapper's tour bus for one. That's pretty fucked up. Yeah, if you shot up Lil Wayne's tour bus and you were trying to do the Barter Five and all that craziness, that's
yeah. But was that Baby's doing?
Also
the worst rapper alive. Listen.
Was thinking it.
How you guys let the baby get, how you guys, not the baby. Do you guys let Baby get away with this for so many years? The business, $100 million.
Yo, he's got some secrets deep down, some skeletons up there. In that closet.
Craig's been on the show saying Baby is his favorite rapper. The most prolific.
One
rapper.
Of. 100%. Prolific. I will say on the record, Big Timers, favorite group of all time. Manny Fresh, Birdman. Unstoppable.
Where is Manny
Fresh? With a pimped out Gucci suit.
Now, I'm seeing a pattern here. With Young Thug being free, the feds are like, we need balance in the force.
Yes.
Let's go get Dirk.
We got too much on our plate right now.
I realize that. So Lil Durk, y'all know, also a Drake affiliate.
Lil Durk has been caught up in some craziness right now.
You guys don't know Lil Durk.
It's almost worse, bro.
Somebody he might relate to, King Von.
Yeah.
And rumor has it King Von was a legit
he was a member, bro. He was active.
People, this is how it is. As big, as good, as famous as a rapper as King Von was, the Killers were saying when he died, they were like, oh, God.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
the pressure's off.
I don't have to deal with him on
right,
the streets.
Right.
This guy was really...
Yeah, he was a demon.
Apparently, he was a menace.
Yeah.
And his boys, too, right?
Yeah.
So, Dirk now kind of got himself a situation where his guy that might be the hitman was wearing a wire for a couple of years.
Yeah, OTF Jam. A couple of years, yo.
You guys have the worst names.
OTF Jam. So OTF Jam served 10 to 15 years, something around that. Got out. Got rep because of that.
Right?
And, yo, wire for a couple of years. Man.
How did you not search this guy?
Man.
On some mob shit.
Yo. I couldn't, you know how much that would hurt? If you and me, you and me
are
episode 76, and episode 77, I found out for 76 episodes, I'm like, how, bro? How? He was invited to my wedding, dog. Like, that shit is
crazy. Wore that shit to the wedding too, Greg.
That shit is crazy, bro. I cannot believe that, man.
That goes to show how arrogant you get when you get money.
Yeah, you get big-headed for sure.
Stupid.
For sure.
Now me, I get that famous. You know I'm hiring? Michael from tech support. Josh, who's the ex-CIA agent that's retired. but he can spot some shit just from like
he's gonna see the bugs in the room.
Wild brain,
yo, this microphone,
guys.
Bug.
You guys don't get it. You can hire CIA agents that are retired. That
Have
would be
back.
Way more effective than a couple mans on
yeah.
the hood, bro.
The whole hood man approach, giving people jobs.
That's
yeah, that,
get into
that's
it,
where
right?
a lot of people get into the jam right there.
You paying the guy for a hit.
Yeah. But
so
yo.
A video of you paying. And it was funny. I'm like, I think he was wearing a wire in that video.
In that video.
He's showing no money of what he got paid to kill the guy.
It's a damn shame, man.
You guys are wild.
No, stop listen. Me. I'm all for the big bad wolf of rap, the big gangster. Everybody likes to see somebody who's untouchable. You know what yeah. I mean?
Or but, touch the person that's untouchable.
But it is just history repeats itself. And there's always a moment where you will slip. And when you slip, they will come for you. And sure enough, this guy right here, after all this drill, after all the talk about the dead bodies, what do you got to show for it? Now you're fighting for your life hard, bro. Hard.
He's going to go down for
yeah,
it.
Him?
Because you can tell who doesn't have, when Yuen Thong got his lawyer.
Yeah, he was good.
They got organized.
Yep.
You can tell who's not organized because you didn't hear anything about this kid getting a lawyer yet. You didn't
nothing.
Hear about the lineup. You hear nothing. So
no, now you are essentially like Melly. Like you are going to be in court for 5 to 10 years figuring this shit out. Have given up all your freedom to slide for your homeboy, which nothing wrong with that, you know, in my opinion. That's just me personally. Nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you were kind of like glorified for being, you know, one step ahead and moving a certain way, only to find out that a man was able to pull a wire off for multiple years, which just that's what's just mind blowing.
Why don't
to me.
The rappers just like get their wife, get their kids, and move to Omaha on a compound and rap from and fake live the life from there.
It's like you got to ask yourself, like, what's your sellout point? You know what I mean? You got to ask yourself, give me X something.
I'm like, yo, I just want a compound,
right?
Big enough property where I can see.
That's a cult. Zane's gonna run a cult. Oh, that's called a cult. I already know it. You're gonna be like, yo, give me a tree goat.
Okay, I'll be honest. When I go down to the res, bro, a lot of my boys, their property now is their compound.
Which is pretty dope.
It's where the grass is manicured all the way around.
Right.
The fence is up. So you can see from one side of the yard
right.
to the property to the next. And Fair. It's just a beautiful house. And the kids got basketball courts and they got indoor theaters. And
but they didn't come from like an immediate hardship that they're
yes.
guarding or
yes
you know what I mean
yes.
like
they've all been to jail
yes but it's different
they've all been and I can say this out for because they've all been locked racked up in some big RCMP stings
I'm just
and,
saying
yeah
it's different just, it's different
okay before we go into our next topic I have my yeah I can't it's just so weird when
how do you black out audio it's gonna be like
when, people go and do these things and then you're like, you're supposed to kind of make sense of how they're supposed to be okay in life. You, even when I can talk about it with my brothers, like, bro, there's life tax.
Yes.
You
I
can
feel
only skate so much.
Facts. I feel more like I feel more civilian than ever. But at the same time, exactly what you said, there's only so much where it's like, I have moments where it's like, I'm cheering for the bad guy. And I now have moments where I'm cheering for the good guy. It's hard, yeah. man. It's hard to play that side of the fence like
I just
that.
Look, I just observe
yeah.
and just do,
Yeah.
Interesting. That's how that ended.
Social justice.
Yeah,
that's social. What we put it at. Social justice.
I get, I'm starting to, now I have my segment called Stupid Question Segment.
All right.
Right?
All right.
You know, I like to throw these at you, right?
Let's do it.
Okay. Stupid question of the day is $50 million. And
oh, not or
no,
okay.
Mom spends a bid in jail, a year in jail,
a year
in jail,
a year,
yes,
50 mil,
50 mil.
Oh my god,
$50 million in your hand,
mom
today,
does a year, in
but
bed.
Your mom has to do a year in jail. And yo, y'all know Craig and his Craig would nuke the world.
50
if he could take
mil.
His mom off the world, the
right.
planet, and nuke the planet,
he'll
get it done.
50 mil.
Oh, I love it. This is the first time. I love it.
Because I got to think for her now. I can't
yeah.
think.
Okay, so good. Now, because that is so hard, your significant other.
Oh. Okay, fuck.
Now, Grant, okay, just so you could, I'm shooting you some bail on this. I did this with my lady.
All right.
We had to.
She said she would hold it down 100%.
She's like, no. And I'm so mad because I spent 50 dick. Ways to explain to her. I'm like, she's like, no.
You be living the best while you're in there, boo.
I'm like, yo, get the house ready. You get matching Ben's.
Nah. Because you had me at that life. Too, bro.
And she's like, what about you? I'm like, babe, send me to jail. I can take two stabs in jail.
Right.
You come out.
Nah, I can't.
Craig, you come out, you're set.
For some reason, I think my mom would do better in the bin than my significant.
Your mom would be like, oh, fuck.
I figured like she'd come out on top.
Your mom would be like, yo, I got this.
Yeah,
I got
I've
this
seen Orange is the New Black.
Committee.
I've seen Wentworth. I know all that.
Your mom would definitely mom all these guys. Yeah. She would.
I feel like she'd do better.
Yeah. And I but here's
oh,
the thing.
Man.
My chick, I'm like, it's a female jail. It's
nah, I would. Like,
they get stabbed in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If yo, my wife's in there, bro, I'm fucking, yo, I'm baking all the cakes.
I said, babe, you're cute. Can you have a little wifey too? You just have to put that down. I'm like, yo, you.
I'm baking all the cakes. Nah, fighting all these bitches, bro. I don't give a fuck. Yo, you put my wife in there. You put my wife in there is a problem, bro. Put my mom in there, it's like, yo, it's my mom.
So Craig is saying no to the 50 mil.
Give me the 50 mil.
For who?
The Dukes.
Oh!
Give me a year with the Dukes.
Is you double back?
Yeah, give me a year with the Dukes. She'll be fine.
Well, you have to... You
said as the wife, I say no. But if it's the Dukes, yeah, give me the year.
I told my chum, like, your mom would probably do the bid for you and you yeah. not know. Your mom would be like,
facts.
You stupid?
Facts.
I'll be cool.
Yeah, give me a year with her.
Yeah.
Not the wife. Not the wife. No, not the wife. I'm giving up the 50 mil for the wife.
Because you don't want to... You think the experience might be too much for her.
I'm just going to have to do a lot of damage.
Nah.
I'm going to have to keep a black book. That is way too deep.
Birdhouse.
It's going to cost me more than 50 mil.
Holy shit.
And more than a year of my life.
I told my girl, I'm like, yo, listen. That's the easy 50 mil. I will go and do a bid.
Oh yeah.
Go
for that's easy for us.
Because we come listen, as long as you don't fucking leave me
right.
and disappear. Cause I'm like, I'll find you for sure.
But in your
for the rest of my life to find you.
Facts. Oh, facts. And your in your scenario though, there's what do they call them? Contingencies.
Mm-hmm.
Contingencies.
No contingencies.
Right. So
no
if the contingency is if she leave you, the 50 mil. It's gone. It's void.
Okay,
it's void.
Okay, that's
yeah.
fair enough.
I keep the 50 mil at that point.
Yeah,
you ain't getting shit.
Fine.
Yeah, you ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit.
I thought I'm like, yo, a year in jail? My cousin works in jail. I'm like, eh.
It's a lot.
You got to get stabbed and spend a lot of time in the hospital. I'll probably do a they, them pronouns, and I'll probably just pretend like I have some mental illness.
I wouldn't.
What? You got to make this easy on yourself, buddy.
Is that part of your contingencies?
Listen. Going to jail and getting stabbed twice is different. Going to jail and getting raped twice is way different.
Different facts.
That 50 mil
I'll take the stabbings.
You come back out. Let me even talk about
not the same person. You can't heal that. You can't heal that.
Trigger warning.
Man.
The person that got... No, I can't do that.
Man.
I can't do that. Imagine you rape a guy and he's like, hey.
I discovered something.
Is that all you got?
Oh my goodness, bro.
That 50 mil looks different when you come
back. Oh my goodness.
I said, listen, you go to jail, you come back out, the house is already built. It's already there. The drive, the car is already there. Everything's taken. You probably don't have, you can retire.
Yeah, like I'll take shivings for that. But yeah, I'll take shivings for that.
Not too deep though. Just
no, it's just the way you put it. You worded it really well, where it's like if it's a significant other or a family member, it's so different. Like, seems so different, man.
It's weird.
There's a difference between hold it down and like I put you in this position that I
just like, yo, don't rough my girl up, bro.
Yeah, I can't picture it. She'll come out with a wicked hair braiding.
Yo,
but...
and she got a scar and she's all roughing you up. She's talking down to you and shit.
Nah. I can't even greet her outside the prison at that point. I gotta face the in-laws, bro. I gotta go talk to the in-laws.
You gotta come out like the baddie.
Oh my god!
You gotta explain everything.
I'm gonna flee the country, bro.
You can't tell them.
You can't.
You're not supposed to. Don't tell them.
I mean, like
you're gonna be. You're.
How am I supposed to explain this?
No one has to know.
Oh, she's sick.
He disappeared for years.
She doesn't feel good.
For a year. Like, yo,
for a year.
Dad's kicking that door down. He's showing up.
That's it.
He wants grandbaby.
Yeah. I can't tell these in-laws. Nah, no way. Ain't no way.
You have to sign a, write a check.
He doesn't want the money. Oh, I'll tell you right now.
A principal man. Eh?
Oh, I'm telling you right
he's
now.
One of those.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. He wants blood. He wants flesh.
And you kind of love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like.
That's why I fucked with him.
Yeah. Like, you're like.
That's why I got into this.
It's like he'll come get me.
Facts.
He low-key warned me.
Yes.
Did he ever had that talk with you?
Not like
did
that.
Did you felt any like him? Did he, you know, a little salt, a little sprinkle on there?
His was more like, I wish you guys the best. I don't want anything bad for you. Just know I got her back if something were to happen. Yeah, like, that's the best way that he...
Just know that I'm on my daughter's
side. Just know that, yeah, this is where I'm at. And, okay. You know, you have the balls in your court.
You got my respect. Yeah.
The balls in your court. Don't fuck this up. That's basically kind of how it was brought apart. Yeah. That was kind of how it
got. Vince.
Yeah. That was kind of how it came to me. You know what I mean? Like
that.
Yeah.
That just, he's not letting you know. Me, I'm different.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, yo, as a girl dad,
different.
There is nothing more where a father would like the moment to prove what he's willing to do.
Oh, 100%.
To prove his love for his daughter.
100%.
I've heard, side note, I've heard a case of where a guy, this another pedo guy, in contact with a younger girl. Mm-hmm. Dad wakes up, she's not home, ends up tracking her phone, I think, and finding her with the guy.
And just pulped him.
Yeah, he's in jail.
The dad. Rightfully so.
Yeah, but Craig...
Yeah, I'm saying, like, rightfully so, meaning, like, on both ends. Like,
kids be bad little motherfuckers, too. Bro.
But he would gladly
do
that.
No one talked about that, eh?
No.
They're like, oh, well, it's...
You can't disguise an innocence.
When the person that's doing the, like, the... What's the word? The fucking culling or whatever.
The grooming.
Grooming.
Yeah.
Is manipulating the person.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would like to think that somehow these kids have some... Where were you just arguing about with me that you're not going to your cousin's house?
Right. No, it's like
I would
sometimes like... kids want to act grown, right?
That's okay. There you go.
You know what I mean?
Save me, Craig.
So sometimes kids want to act grown, and like there are certain scenarios where it's like you'll figure it out, and there's certain scenarios where it's like I have to intervene. You know what I mean? As a
That's
parent,
what it is.
Yeah, as a parent, you can't.
Well, I can't wait to become till you become a dad.
Oh man.
But I'm more...
It's going to be a boy, though. You know that, right?
Always. That's all. That's all you guys did.
Just making sure.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to be a girl dad, and I'm going to love it. He's just going to have to be...
I'm going to be at all the tea parties.
Yeah, all the tea parties. I'm coming too, bro. I think it's a fact of we've gotten so far from teaching. I guess sometimes it comes down to the connection you have with your kids, bro.
Yeah, I think big part of it.
Yeah.
My parents, the one thing I give them is that, you know, like they navigated both the good and the bad path with me so well that they just allowed it to be an open space where it's not to say that I didn't get my licks or I wasn't judged or anything like that, but they, anytime where I fucked up, they gave me the opportunity where I could come to them. You know what I mean? Like if I didn't and I let it get to the worst case scenario, they would have just,
okay.
That's the reaction. Like, why?
Good.
Why didn't you tell me?
Now, I told my daughter, I was letting my daughter know, like, yo, their darkest times.
Right.
I'm the only person in your corner.
Right. I'm going to be mad. Yes, of course.
Did you take your parents' advice, Craig?
No.
Fuck.
That's the thing, right?
You're not helping my situation.
No, right? But again, at the end of the day.
You tell me a story of when you went to, when you're like, yo, I fucked up. And I'm like, yo, I got, but you're never, that's the last thing you're thinking about.
Well, when it comes down to it, like.
The cops.
Yeah, pretty much, right? When it comes down to it, like, they didn't want to see me on that path, but at the same time, they always knew that I'd figure my shit out eventually.
Yeah.
So sometimes you kind of need those bumps, but you have to, as a parent, you have to navigate those bumps to figure out, like, is this a fork in the road where it's like unrepairable, or is this a, you know, we're going to take the bump and then we're going to learn from it afterwards. And they always did that step with me, right? But when it comes down to it, like certain things they couldn't prepare you for. I guess that's the best way to say it, is that no matter how they told me it was going to be this way, no matter how they told me, don't do this or X, Y, Z, I still had to fuck around and find out.
I did fuck. Honestly, no offense, Dad. I kind of raised myself, bro.
There's a part of that.
There's a part of where you kind of raise yourself. Because
right.
A lot of times you think back on it and you're like, you guys could have given me heads up on some of this shit. My dad never talks to me about girls. We had one. I remember the talk so vividly because we had one talk about girls.
Yeah, the birds and the bees.
And it was more like, oh, girls. That was it. It was never no, oh, no, be careful.
Or, right, right.
Yeah, I can't. There was no takeaway message from it. Because he was so awkward. He was more like, my dad's a gallus.
Yeah.
Back then.
So he just basically knew.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, boy.
If he's anything like me.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be all right. You take your lumps, buddy. And there are times when I'm sure my daughter's going to have relationships where there are times when you're going to be shitty. You're going to be in bad relationship. God forbid. You're going to be in good relationships.
Yeah, right? I've been in both situations where it's like when you're meeting your significant other's parents as a guy, like you understand, like your dad, their dad and you have kind of a brief moment where it's like a mutual respect, where it's almost like, it's kind of how my outlook on life is, where your respect and your trust start at 100 and go down from there rather than start at zero and build up.
I brought it up in class.
You know what I mean?
Like, yo, do I start off at this percentage or I'm at 100?
That's it. That's it. So it's like, you start off at 100 with the father-in-law, right? And then you have only X amount of opportunities to fuck this up. That's how I look at
it, right?
You're just
hoping that every fight you guys get, she doesn't let them know you guys are fighting?
100%.
Because she might let go those go, but he has a scorecard.
But as a father of a daughter, and I'm sure you might attest to this, is like, now, like, we'll roast her together, and it's the best. You know what I mean?
You guys do that?
Yeah, we'll roast her together. You know what I mean? Like, we're driving home from Monday Night Football.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah, she does. Driving home from Monday Night Football, and he's going, yeah, I used to pay her cell. I had to pay for her car sticker. I'm like, well, I was happy to take some of the burden off you, and you fucking shake on it. Like,
picking your girls,
you know what I mean? There's a basic expectation, and if you can meet that, you know, that's all he's really asking for. It doesn't mean you got to go over and above, but there's a basic, you know, treat her with respect, treat her as another human being, and enjoy your journey together. Because one thing that my father-in-law is good with is he's not there to step in unless needed. Yeah. And if he's needed, it's a problem.
You've already passed
that border, right? So I think a lot of female dads, right,
are waiting for the call.
Oh, 100%.
Crack your skull.
I've seen.
As a girl dad.
I've seen that
even
too.
Even if I like you.
I've seen that too.
I would not let you because that's his baby girl.
Yeah, bro. Facts.
Yeah, that's his baby girl, man.
Whereas for us, it's just like, oh, thank God you took this burden off my head. No, I'm kidding.
Classic Craig.
Shit.
Right.
What else we got?
Okay, last but not least.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have the greatest show on earth. 2024 U.S. elections.
Man, if y'all thought it couldn't get any better, we've got.
This is probably one of the best episodes ever.
Oh, it's getting hype. It's getting hype right now.
Ourselves today. Now, Craig, who do you got winning?
It's got to be Trump.
Ooh.
It's got to be.
Craig for Trump?
It's got to be. It's so weird to me.
What?
Like,
it's gotta be.
It's so weird how they had set the stage up for Hillary Clinton to win in the past, for a female president to win. Yo, for real, it's the most misogynistic shit.
You're like, whenever a person is like,
the stage was set so well,
seem like it's dominating. That's gonna be the end result.
No, it's because it seemed like the stage was set so well, and now that there's another female up, four years after that, they're so against it. It seems like America is not divided. It seems like Kamala is just like,
she's uniting.
She's not the one, bro.
Yeah.
Kamala's not the one. They feel like she's not ready, bro. She's brawny. She's the brawny of the fucking.
We didn't talk about that.
Of the presidential election, bro.
Yeah, he's super trash.
Now you've got Trump, who people didn't like at first. People loved at first. People didn't like afterwards. And then people almost wanted to come back.
I don't know. It's been weird because you don't want to listen to what everything. Well, some parts are like, oh, Kamala is winning. Then now you hear Trump's winning. Then you hear Kamala's winning in certain states.
There's going to be those.
States.
Yeah, yeah, there's going to be those.
It's the key states and the battleground states. The battleground states are like the toss-up states. The key states are like the ones you need to win, I guess.
You're going to have your ones where you know who the vote's going for.
Or the ones where it's like, yo, it's actually turning
right.
Or blue versus what they're traditionally winning.
I think Trump's going to win, man. I hate to say it,
Craig, you know what's scary? And people say, why is it scary? I think Trump might be right, because whenever there's this much hype, it never pans out well for the team that's hyping.
No,
all the signs pointing to Kamala Harris. I guess from the outset, all of it looking at looks like she's gonna win,
mm.
right? But we've seen it before, bro, where the unexpected. What's unexpected here? Her winning or Trump winning?
Her winning.
I think Trump winning is unexpected.
You think so?
And I think that's why he's going to win.
Really?
It's the unexpected. That's what usually happens. Obama was unexpected.
Yes.
Right? Trump was unexpected.
Yeah, but...
Trump was almost like, no way in hell!
Right.
And it's scary now because it's just like... I look at all these political terminologies. The October surprise. They said the hurricane was the October surprise.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where there's things that would happen just... at the peak of election season.
Where you can use that as like a leverage tool.
Where it dynamically swings the votes in the party's favor.
Like, okay, for instance, like Trump goes on Joe Rogan.
Yes.
That's big. Whether people want to think so or not, that's
it's
pretty
big.
Fucking big.
It's big. It's
that's
big.
Pretty big. It has nothing to do with Joe Rogan's endorsement of Trump at that point. But
it's like being an artist.
Yo, if you're
how many people you can hear and see you.
Right.
If they can hear you see more than Camilla,
then
it might be in your favor.
It might be.
Yeah. I said Camilla. Camilla, she didn't run any platforms.
Well, she's like, so again, other smear campaigns have been her reaching out to certain hip hop or influencers.
Yeah, they go wild.
And them airing her business out to be like, yo, Kamala told me, yo, I'll give you this. Blah, blah, blah. It's like 50 talking about Trump. They offered him X amount to play many men and he turned that down.
Yo, how much you paying to go to the Trump convention?
How much you paying?
How much to take it? 50 mil?
Fuck.
Just to be like, yeah.
I was there. I have to say it that way, right?
Tony Hinchcliffe used that moment as a ad.
Yeah.
And as a moment to get
to Trump's piggyback vote, on that.
And as a moment to get Trump's vote away from Trump. There's no way he can say what he said and think he's saying it to help the team.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, Trump has, like, really hit Americans in the heart where Kamala has not.
And a gut.
And a gut. But Trump basically got these guys to the point where, like, yo, give me another shot. Like, Trump's, like,
Trump's
fucking sleazy ex-boyfriend.
Boys that
yeah.
beat you up in the
yeah, he's the sleazy
but
one.
Still kind of, after they beat you up.
We found a middle ground.
You guys.
You know what I mean? We found a common ground.
You say what's up now after you
right?
see the other day.
Right? Yeah, Kamala didn't get that same vibe.
My goodness.
I truly think that Trump's got this, man. It's scary, but at the same time.
It's going to be good watching, though. I enjoy watching it because it's just a. It's always a, okay, I'm going to bed now. And the wake up the morning of when you're like,
holy
shit.
Fuck.
This is.
Like, yo, the man's got a failed assassination attempt behind his back.
Deporting everybody, apparently. He's
yeah.
going to have the most masks.
He mentioned.
People, you know what's funny? People in the stadium were like, yeah. And they're like,
whoa. Look to your left.
Half of my
look
cousins
to your right.
Are not are
one of those people
from...
will not be.
Well, we'll see if buddy when after Tony Hinchcliffe made this line about Puerto Rico,
yeah,
then which seems so far fetched. It didn't make sense for Tony to make that line, but then that is Tony's MO. He does have very like racist lines and stuff in his shit.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that show's filled with isms.
Which he just got over being canceled, so I'm surprised he got back into the.
I feel like Kamala can't do enough for the everyday American. That's how I feel about it.
We'll see.
There's something.
I haven't heard.
There's something sexist.
Because we haven't heard anything.
No, there's something misogynistic about Kamala. Like, there's something. It's Kamala. I'm telling you, it's
what
like
you, it's her.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's like a Vince thing. There's something weird going on.
Can't have her as the leader.
Why?
I don't know how to fully describe it. You just can't have Kamala.
I will say it to you. She does not have leadership qualities.
Yeah, it's like a gut feeling. You
she
just
doesn't.
Can't.
It's the person when you go to the house
yeah.
for a party. Where's
yeah.
Craig? I meet a friend of a friend of yours. That's like, oh, I'm Michael. I'm just. Craig went to get some more drinks, so I'm just here greeting everybody.
You're like,
you guys come in.
Meh.
And then when you know, when it's like, I've never met you before, but I know the layout of Craig's house, so I don't need to ask you to wash your
yeah, place. Yeah.
I start telling other people. So then I started greeting people to Mr. Shades in. Mama Craig.
Yeah, I don't think it's the right fit, bro.
It's the timing standing. So Sleeper Joe would have lost for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so. Okay, so that's what
I think so. We can agree on that.
It's losing with grace.
Nah,
fuck.
It's a weird way to go out as Joe Biden. That's a whole different story.
Now, guys, before we leave, I mentioned to Craig Agenda 2024, and to my surprise, which or not so, Craig
yeah, explain
said,
this.
he didn't know what Agenda 2024 is.
No.
Okay. So Agenda 2024 is the equivalent of you finding out what the Empire's plans are for the galaxy.
Okay.
So we're talking about women's rights for abortion getting knocked off the table.
Which those ads were like outlandish, bro. I watched some American fucking networks during football games.
It's crazy.
Oh my.
Bro, and the laws already.
Bro.
For abortion. That's good. In some states, they can't decide to have an abortion until your chick's pretty much flatlined.
That's nuts.
Because before that, they're held liable for breaking the abortion laws. Now, with Agenda 2024 coming up, it's like, I could be wrong, kill me on this, but I'm fine with being wrong. It's so bad, it's to the kin of like your chick getting raped and she can't abort that baby.
Yeah, that's how they got it.
That's the level of shit they get on.
That's right how now. They built so, it.
It's weird when some people, not now they're saying Agenda 2024 is not a real thing, but I'm like, yeah, I've heard you guys talk that talk before.
Mm-hmm.
How do you combat that? I say that to say this to our friends and family in the United States of America. Oh, shout out to Ghana, by the way. Ghana's a new fan.
Yay.
Go vote or don't. I don't know. I think not voting is equally as impactful. People say it's not. Is equally impactful to not voting.
Yes.
Like, no, you're not voting is equally impactful to voting.
Yes.
Because look at Trudeau. He's here. Half of his government is like, bro, we don't like you. We can't go to do groceries anymore for people shitting on
us. Right.
Your decisions are really messing up the country.
They're fucking with us right now.
And he's like, let me go talk about it. Nah. When the leader of the party tells the party that wants him to step down is like, nah. We have a different race.
It's a whole different problem right there.
Problems, gentlemen. Guys, it's been a slice. This has been what episode, Craig?
Episode 76.
Of the Hidden Six podcast, man. Craig, tell them where they can find us.
You can find us on all your streaming platforms. Streaming platforms. All your streaming platforms at the Hidden Six. That's THEHIDDENSIX. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Pull up, finish them drinks. We appreciate y'all sitting around with us right now. We'll see y'all in the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.